What's up? Episode 58 of Bruising Banter. We're with you once more. Greg, tell me that an UGG beanie you have on.
Yes, UGG beanie.
Why?
What do you mean, why, bro? It's cold.
It's 80 degrees outside.
It's cold in my house. I got the flu.
Oh, shit. I forgot he had the flu. My bad.
Where'd you get it from?
I don't know who gave me the flu, bro. It's fucking pretty terrible.
I meant the beanie, bro.
Oh, I got it at Dillard's.
Oh, okay.
Of course. You know he'd be punching that frequent shoppers card at Dillard's. They got him on the mailing list.
Why? Y'all don't like my beanie?
I didn't realize it was UGG. I thought it was Carhartt.
Nah, it's an UGG beanie.
Of course it is. Is it soft?
Yeah, it's pretty soft, bro.
Yeah, it looks like it. I hate you for it.
I'd be wanting to sleep in this thing. Not like wearing it, but like in it. You know what I'm saying? Whole body in it.
If there's one thing he wants to be, it's cozy. We barely got this episode recorded. James decided to take a nap. You know, without telling anybody.
Just happened.
Greg was about to fall asleep because James was late getting on. Meanwhile, I'm over here fighting my daughter, trying to get her to wait to drink her bottle. She's screaming bloody murder, and I'm like, hey, baby, you just got to wait. You got to wait till these guys get on so I can feed you while I record. She couldn't wait, so I fed her. So thanks a lot, guys.
This is the one and only time G's the one prepared before me. So I apologize, everyone.
That's right. Yeah, P even called me out. She said, wait, how often does this happen? I said, "It's. I don't think it's ever happened before."
Yeah, I've been just – well, for one, it's been crazy with work. So I've been overtime every week. Two, I've been marathon training too. So it's just been home to go run. And the past 2 days, I've been running a lot. And then today, I think everything just hit me at once when I got home when I was trying to drive. So I got home, I sat here, and I was like, I can't fall asleep right now. Because I know if I fall asleep, I'm probably not going to wake up. And sure enough, I fell asleep. Luckily, I did wake up, but yeah, I crashed.
You know what I always say, G? You want to make excuses, James, or you want to make history?
Damn.
I'm not making excuses. I'm telling you what happened.
Nah, sounds like excuses, bro.
Straight up. I was asleep. Hey, at least you own up to it. I don't know how many times I'm like, yeah, 7:30. Let's do it at 7:30. 7:45 rolls around, and I'm nowhere near my computer thinking, shit, should not have made these promises.
It happens, but we here. We still made it somehow. But at least it wasn't like at 8:30 or something. So
this is true.
About
this is
a good time. So we good.
This past week, we all should have celebrated International Women's Day. So I want to ask y'all, as you know, women lovers. Wait, lover of women, woman, singular. James, women. Greg, you know, plural. How did y'all celebrate this day?
Why did women lovers sound like just super bad for some reason?
Whenever I said it, I didn't like the way it came out, so I wanted to change that up a bit. But the day passed, and I want to know what did y'all do in honor of the women in your life?
Nothing. I've been sick. So happy birthday to all the women, first and foremost. Second of all, it wasn't a good. I didn't have a good one this year, man. You know, I couldn't do nothing. I've been delirious the last 5 days, bro. It's been a crazy sickness.
James, what does Greg say? You want to make history? You want to make excuses?
There you go.
All right, that's fair.
I put out. I ran miles for International Women's Day.
Okay. I don't know how that helps the women, but
yeah, I don't think that do for women.
At least Greg wished
what I did. I told him happy birthday, and I wasn't misogynistic for 8 hours.
That's because you were delirious.
Yeah.
Man was arguing with the wall. What'd you say to me?
Oh shit. Sorry. I mean, that's what I did. Wow. What'd you do?
Huh?
What'd you do?
Saying about me. to be honest, I didn't do anything, and that sounds like a really bad thing to say as a husband and a father now. You know, my wife and my daughter, but I'm a good husband and a good father, day in and day out. So, well, hold on, that's just like the bare minimum.
I was gonna say no.
Yeah.
I got another thing I did. I didn't speak Jamaican patois for 24 hours. Out of respect.
That's for everybody, not just for the women's out there.
That helps everyone.
We all needed a minute from the blood clot. Hell no, yeah. But shame on me. You know, I thought I was going to do the whole LeBron clip where he's sitting next to, who is it, Genie Bus and whoever
first
else.
First of all, yeah.
This man, I said, you know he had that shit on his calendar or a reminder says, hey, if you see the GM or whatever she is, the VP, make sure you say this because that man LeBron's a fool.
Sure anyway, is.
Happy belated International Women's to all the women's out there that are listening. You probably don't listen to our show, with the exception of a handful that do. So we appreciate y'all. Keep making the world go round.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Y'all deserve that day. You probably need a whole year, but, you know.
Wow. Wow.
We only get 1 month of Black History, so.
Shortest month, too.
Yeah. So we can't all.
That got taken from us.
That's true. And now they're trying to take Juneteenth as well. We can't have shit. So by the time we know it, it's gonna be our freedom. I mean,
they're gonna be anyway. They're gonna be a June 6th, just like Greg celebrated January 6th. They're gonna be a June 6th if they try to take Juneteenth from me.
No, it's gonna be some shit moving. Tell you that, be crazy. But anywho, I had some questions that I didn't get to last week, so I brought them to this week plus whatever else. My first one was, and this was one from a listener I forgot to get to. What song best represents your city?
Oh, like Lubbock?
Yeah, Lubbock, wherever.
If put on the motherfucking Texas Tech fight song, dude. That's the only thing we're known for.
Can I have two answers? Can I do Littlefield and San Antonio?
I was going to say that. I said, you can have two.
All right. Littlefield, man, the one song that comes to mind, and it's corny as shit, and I hate that it is, Kenny Chesney's Boys of Fall.
Hell yeah.
Oh, dude, I haven't heard that song in a long time.
That shit was on everything from my senior year. And so that's whenever I think about Littlefield, I mean, I think about, you know, the glory days, if you will.
Yeah.
And then San Antonio, shit, bro. Anything that, what's that dance? A Wapanga or what was it called? The Wapa?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pretty much any song you can do that dance to. If it's got that's San Antonio. Chicano as hell.
Feel that.
Wait, what's the question, James?
What?
Delirium.
What's all best represents your city?
Oh, I know G was going to give his hometown, like from where he went to high school. I'll go with, I don't know the name of the song, but it's the one. Remember the song on Happy Gilmore when he's like, it's a montage scene and he's catching up to Shooter McGavin?
Where they're pouring beer and everything?
Dun, 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 dun,
you know that fight song.
I think that was our fight song, so I'll go with that one.
Y'all didn't hear that, did y'all, huh?
Yeah, yes, we did, G.
Yeah, motherfuckers ain't scoring. Hey,
God dang.
Play the fight song at the beginning of the game, at the end of the game. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Side tangent. I hate it when those like doing that. What the fuck is it? We believe that we'll win shit and you down 50. Like, bro.
I'm looking at the crowd like, who y'all believing right now?
Yeah. Cause I don't feel it.
We down here. We in the shit.
We get our ass handed to us right now.
We trying to run the back out. James, what songs you going with?
I think I just had the song too. That Amarillo by Morning. Is that what it's called, right?
Mm. Is that George Strait?
Yep.
I couldn't tell you.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good banger, dude. Yeah. There's some country songs about Lubbock that are pretty all right. I mean, I can't think of them.
Nothing on my mind, though.
Something about West Texas in my eye. People like that one. And, She's Like Texas mentions all the Texas cities, and Lubbock's in there somewhere.
Texas Sun by Leon Bridges, too. He'd be talking about Amarillo and that bitch as well. So that one go crazy.
Huh. I hate, this is another one that I hate that comes to mind, but I feel like everybody was playing that bitch. What that Florida Georgia line? What song?
Oh, man, shit. I don't know what the song is called, but I know what song you're talking about.
Because who they have in that bitch? Nelly's Coon Ass?
Yeah.
Didn't they do the song from Cars?
That's Rascal Flatts.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Wait, the original Cars? Life is a highway. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, that's right.
Are you, talking about Cruise?
That's the one.
I had to look it up.
Oh, I hated that song, dude.
Fucking terrible song, bro.
Right, there's only a handful of people I fuck with from my the town I went to high school in. I'm glad to be about that bitch, for real.
I just terrible
lame as hell.
I believe it.
Hey, but the goat house is forever.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And Littlefoot celebration, as long as it's still a thing, I would always do my best to try to attend. I can't wait to take my daughter to her first Littlefoot celebration.
I gotta figure out what day it is because I know it's in October. Drunk. But I don't know what day though.
Can't wait to throw up in her stroller.
We'll put her up here in her stroller.
Hold this, baby. Hold this.
Give me one sec.
Yeah. I'm going to be sneaking in liquor in her bottles. I hope I don't give it to her on accident. Is this milk or rum chata? Try this real quick.
Okay. It's 1st through the 4th, so it's going to be that 3rd and 4th of October.
All right, listeners. Y'all heard it here first. We're having a Brews and Banter meetup whenever Littlefield Celebration takes place. Y'all come meet the gang.
There you go. Hell yeah.
Mark your calendars.
Wait, did you say August 3rd and then said first week of October?
No, I said October.
You said October?
Yeah, I said October. Sorry.
I think we're going to run that. I got to run that back. I swear to God you said August, but I am delirious.
When I run it back, I'll see what I said, but I'm pretty sure I said October.
But I do love Fig Newtons.
Hell yeah.
So I have a question like James. I be driving. Well, I mean, that sounds obvious, but side note, they're doing a ass ton of construction out here by where I stay. And, you know, 18-wheelers are pulling on and off the roads. So it made me think, what is the most pointless job you can think of? Because them people who sit in those lawn chairs underneath, you know, gazebos and that just hold the stop sign waiting for an 18-wheeler to pull out, that's got to be one of the most pointless jobs I ever seen, ever heard of. Now, you got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. Now, be respectful whenever you answer this. But what do you think is the most pointless job that comes to mind?
Pointless job. In some of those high-end restaurants, the restroom attendant that's in there?
I feel like we've talked about those people before.
Yeah, but I get y'all need a job, but do I really need y'all in there with me? Not really.
Is that a job? Because I don't think the bar hires them. Or the restaurants. I don't think they hire them. I think they're just kind of...
So in there?
Yeah.
No, they have to be hired. Because they be just sitting there with their whole set with the towels and the candies and all that other shit. They have to be a part of the restaurant.
Yeah. Well, I've never been to a restaurant with one. I've only been to bars that have them. So maybe I'm confused.
Pet psychics. That's a job. I don't believe a word y'all be saying. But they're making their money.
When Mabel goes to the afterlife, I will hire a pet psychic.
Let me talk to her.
I want to tell her that I'm sorry.
Tell her I'm sorry.
Pointless job. There's a lot of pointless jobs. Let's see. I think my job's pointless.
There you have it, folks.
I'm just there kidding. I do something really important. Man, I don't know, dude.
I thought surely you did, because you're all economics.
To be fair, those people that would sit outside and hold the stop sign, you know, I used to work, you know, I used to run parts in the oil field, and the motherfuckers that did that out in the oil field, they didn't have no gazebo in a chair. I felt bad for them. They were earning that money, bro, standing there.
Good. They should. And okay, so let me specify. If you're out there grinding, like Greg said, you know, in the hot sun, sweating, shirt off, you deserve that check. But if you're sitting down, and you right near the porta potty, and you got your little setup. Some of them, I've even seen some of them sit in their car, and they just park their car right by it, and they're on a walkie talkie. So if they know whenever they're needed, and so whenever it's cold out, they just be sitting in there.
Elevator operator.
What, James? Where the fuck do you be going with all these high end places?
No shit, James. God damn. You'd be like, James, gotta be like caviar case opener or some shit.
All right. Another one, Prime Minister of North Korea. Because what you really doing?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Man, we had a good run. Thank you. Yep. For in.
58, the last one. Oh, sorry, boys.
You told me to name jobs. I'm just naming them.
There's you know those clips? I don't know if it's an old trend, but they're always messing with gasoline and fire and there's all giggling. There's a big ass explosion. That's what I imagine is gonna happen to James's little square in the screen right now. Like we're all having a good time, and all of a sudden,
I was gonna say, I mean, you know, I know you used to be in real estate, but I was gonna say real estate agent. But that's not a job. I mean, I feel like if you sell a lot of houses, you know, you did something. You know what I'm saying? Versus, I mean, you're like it's a commission job, so you got to work to get paid. You're not just getting, you're not sitting there getting paid hourly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of
independent contractors. again, not knocking it. You know what I'm saying? But some, I mean, there are some jobs, like you said, Greg, that if you ain't earning it, should I could tell you? I met some agents that it was a job for them for a long time, and now they didn't do shit. They outsourced all their work. They just show up, take some pictures, some glamour shots, walk through a house. They got people to do all the paperwork for them. It's, I mean, kudos to them, but
they live in their life.
Yeah, but I agree. I mean, I've seen both sides of it before I got into real estate. I was like, hell no, I'm not gonna pay nobody to help me find a house. And then I started doing real estate, and I said, please pay me to help you find a house. Please.
Let me see. I can't really think of anything else right now, but I'm sure they're out there doing shit that I wish I was doing and getting paid for.
Yeah, facts.
Probably a ton of jobs. But those are the only ones I could come up with right now.
Mail people?
We probably need them.
Nah, because we needed that technology that they have at the bank where they just send the tubes.
You want to set up a tube system to each house?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right. We'll get right on that. I don't know where we're going to put the tubes at, bro.
Think about it this way. All of our toilets are basically connected at the moment.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm not getting no check in that toilet.
I always deposit. You feel me? I'm not withdrawing. I make no withdrawals from the bank of porcelain.
That's crazy.
I get it. I like the mail system we got, though.
I do too.
And that's not because the mail lady's hot. It's genuine fandom there.
How you know the mail lady's hot? Ain't she supposed to be at work whenever they come by?
No, the mail lady at work.
Oh, you be waiting by the body.
I don't know what my personal home one looks like because we got that little community center mailbox type situation.
Oh yeah, I always look and see if anybody before I try to go check my mail. I'm not trying to run into any neighbors.
Yeah, I don't have that luxury. True. Mine's around the corner.
Mine's down the street, so I gotta peep the scene as I'm pulling into my crib. But I'll be running over there.
I don't really have anything this week that I can, or at least maybe not, you know, off the top of my head now. But I was thinking about what I have, and I don't know how to make questions out of these topics that I brought because they're fucking crazy, bro. Like, we'll start with the simple one. Just a little news update. Last week, James' boy Elon doing his government gutting as he's been accidentally, what's the word that they use? Uncut, right? He declassified a CIA black site here in America. Did y'all see this?
Mm-hmm.
So there was obviously a lot of discourse in the comments, right? A lot of conservatives talking about CIA is not supposed to operate in the country. Blah, blah, blah. A lot of people, you know, telling these conservatives they don't even know what a black site is. And the reason I brought this up is because someone said, well, what's a black site? And somebody replied, datpiff.com. And that shit made me laugh so hard.
I mean, I was thinking more physical location. So I thought Popeyes, but.
No, it is a physical location. That's true. Yeah. That made me laugh, bro.
Datpiff headquarters.
The one that got exposed was in like North Carolina or something like that.
It's probably just the university.
But that shit was hilarious to me.
So hold on, what do you know what a black site is, Greg? Can you explain it?
No, I really don't know because I mean a lot of the conservatives were saying you know they're not supposed to do ops here in the country. They're torturing citizens or keeping citizens. But it could just be you know, and a lot of I don't know you know liberals were fighting with them. Maybe they weren't liberals. Maybe they were just people that have more knowledge on it. But they're saying that's not what a black site is. A black site could be anything. Like, say we have a, say we capture a Chinese spy, and he was spying on something so sensitive that if he got caught, he was going to be murdered regardless. Or you know, like you know, it was going to be like a point to have him murdered. So a black site within the country could be a spot where we hide these people. So I mean, you know, just things like that. I didn't get a for sure answer. I'm sure the CIA doesn't want people to know what their black sites are for or where they're at. But shout out Elon for uncovering one fucking idiot.
Man's playing Minesweeper in real life.
Oops. Yeah. Didn't mean to find that.
La 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 la. Wait, what do we have here?
They said he searched the word black and he was like, nope.
Cut that out immediately.
Backspace. That motherfucker, man, his whole entity is insane. The fact that he's like, oh, we just gonna fire thousands of people, and then the next day say, we may have fired one too many people in that department.
Because I don't know what the fuck is this.
Beyond me.
Sorry, I misspoke. It was in Northern Virginia, so that shit is probably super off grid.
Oh yeah, that's Appalachian.
Yeah. That's in the mountains somewhere.
The moonshining business.
Imagine you're moonshining, you stumble upon a black site.
Fuck. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
The reason he exposed it is because he was trying to sell off federal properties.
I'd have just kept my head down and said, so ignore the people getting tortured in the back. Y'all interested? Yes or no?
Yeah.
I'll give you a discount.
Don't worry about what went on here.
Do you want to buy it or not?
What's that stain? It'll buff out.
Yeah.
That's crazy. A black site up in Virginia? Insane. Well, but I wouldn't put it past them, though.
James.
And, you know, who's to say it was even really a black site? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that could have just could have just been a CIA building and conservatives ran with black site because because why not?
Because it would have been from the previous administration, so it's easy to just point fingers at that point.
True.
Anything it's that's just now, that's Joe Biden's fault.
It's just a taco stand, a CIA taco stand.
It's like the building that they use in Men in Black. It looks all normal, but then you get in the elevator and you just off
under the underground and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
That's what it is. I bet somebody stumbled upon MIB headquarters and then they got flagged with a little pen thing.
Right.
Shout out Dat Piff though. That website was fire.
Man, got me through high school, so
it did, bro.
Shit was crazy with the mixtapes.
I was using
that. I know, bro.
I probably shouldn't have. There was other websites to be used.
Shout out, I also used Hot New Hip Hop. That was another one I can never remember.
I used SoundCloud.
What?
You don't use SoundCloud?
I used SoundCloud in college.
Using that.
When I was illegally putting shit on my MP3 player and Android phone, I was using Dat Piff.
Yeah.
And Hot New Hip Hop.
Same.
LimeWire for life.
I use SoundCloud now still just because they have a lot of Frank Ocean's like unreleased songs to bigger platforms like Spotify and Apple. That's the only reason I still have it and stuff. And I mean, other than that, it's just really no other reason to have SoundCloud. Because I remember when it was about to go under and stuff, and Chance the Rapper saved it or something.
Chance?
Yeah.
I
think he invested in or something. This was when he was super big with. I'm looking it up right now because it was when he was super big with the. What was the album called?
Sunday Candy.
Nah, not Sunday Candy. The
acid rap.
No, after that.
Oh, the big day or some shit.
The one before that one.
God damn
it. Oh, you're talking about the one with the three.
Yeah, the one he had wore the three all the time.
What the fuck was that one?
I was just gonna call it three.
Coloring Book, I think.
Coloring Book, yeah.
Yeah, that's when he was big with Coloring Book.
That hoe was kind of trash, I'm not gonna lie.
Damn.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Got me on the Chance bandwagon.
Acid Rap was super fucking good.
Yeah, that one was good too.
I was late to the party on that one, but Coloring Book got me in the door.
Yeah, because we went to go see him at Jambalaya after that.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Greg, y'all were at Jambalaya too. I forget.
I didn't go, but I was there, yeah.
Fur coat, baby.
Yeah, I was VIP.
Bullshit ass VIP.
Bro. You get
to stand on this platform.
I mean, it helped. I give them that. It helped with all them people in there. Because, I mean, when we first got there, it wasn't as crowded or nothing. So I was like, if it's going to be like this all day, I mean, this is pointless. But as the night went on, sheesh, there was a ton of people.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. But This was 2017.
He is that whenever he saved SoundCloud?
He talked with the CEO or whatever of SoundCloud, and they were trying to figure out a way to keep it afloat because it was about to go under. It was like super close to being under 50 days from bankruptcy. And he was going on Twitter and everything like that, trying to figure out a way to save it. And then I guess some other rappers and him put put money into it and save SoundCloud.
Damn. I mean, you want to save any business, you just throw money at it.
Yeah, that's true.
I got a business. Throw money at me.
Help me.
Right?
Please.
Help me. So staying on the, well, I guess it's not really a political question. P wanted to know, what is your favorite Republican establishment?
What the fuck?
So like Republican for her, establishment. For her, I think it was Target.
This feels like a trap question.
Nah. Where are you? Nah. I'll tell you mine. So I basically said any, you know, Republican establishment that serves alcohol, because I have given them my money. The Range, that's Republican as hell. And I'd be throwing money at them. The golf courses.
Damn.
Like Walmart.
I mean, most Mexican restaurants probably a Republican spot.
You eat a Wiener Schnitzel, so I know damn well.
What does that got to do with anything?
That's a Republican establishment.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right.
You're basically the Chance the Rapper for Wiener Schnitzel.
Damn.
That's James, I wouldn't say damn. You're the Chance the Rapper for Long John Silver's.
That's worse.
Are they Republican, though?
They got to be.
I don't know. But if they are, hey, I'm cool with it. Whatever.
The secret's been out. You ain't really admitting to nothing. We all knew, James. All
right, let's relax. But if Long John Silver, if it ever came out and they said Long John Silver's Republican, I'm like, hey, not my Long John Silver. They would never.
Not this specific location.
Yeah, not this one right here.
This is a franchise owned.
Yeah, they could never do that. That's insane.
No, I think every Long John Silver probably falls into that boat. James, you have you pulled up a list.
Oh yeah.
Just name off some of these establishments that are supporting the man in the White House.
I tell you what, a lot of these places, I don't know, you might just have to bite the bullet, to be honest, but Applebee's, IHOP, Outback Steakhouse, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, White Castle, Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut, Chili's, Dairy Queen, Panera Bread, McDonald's, Olive Garden, and every Dunkin' Donuts brand, which I don't know what that all entails, but just Dunkin' Donuts. So,
hey, that's the favorite spot. No, this ain't a Bruising Banner episode if we don't mention our boy Lewis. Man's an avid Dunkin' Donut coffee drinker, and he drinks black.
He drinks Dunkin' Donuts.
I think he stopped going there.
Oh, okay.
I don't fact check. We know this.
IHOP probably my favorite on that list. Unfortunately,
bro, I've been scratching, clawing, trying to get back to Chili's for that triple dipper appetizer shit.
Better stay away from it.
Well, if y'all see me there, no, you didn't.
This is why it's only triple dipper dip.
We don't serve your kind. Man, you want to go.
You better run that shit.
I'm about to DoorDash one of them appetizer things to the crib. No one's got to know.
I have another question, and this one was from, I guess, I don't know what I was thinking of. I think I was watching something, and it was something in space. But in space, like you're on your ship or whatever, what would you rather have? A creepy AI computer taking over the ship, or a bacterial infection by one of the crewmates, and you don't know, they're basically not saying who or what has it. They're just, you know, acting coy. What would you rather have? Because if it's a computer thing, they're probably going to take over the ship and you got no control of whatever you do. Bacterial infection guy, you know, he might have an alien in him for all you know. What would you rather have?
Give me the AI. Take the ship, man. And the other thing you described just sounds like that game Among Us.
Oh yeah, basically. What about you, Greg?
I was good at that game. I'll take the sickness.
The sickness?
Yeah, whatever the shit you said. The biodegradable.
He's already got the bacterial infection. Look at him.
Yeah.
Man's had the suds for a week.
Why would you take that? I'm just curious.
You said that it was like Among Us. I used to win at that game. Should I win at this game too?
But
are you sick? No, he's lying.
Fucking just pale as shit. Are you sick? Nah, I'm cool.
This guy right here is sus. This guy right here.
Eject no spaceship, cuz.
He's sweating a lot. I don't know if I can trust him.
I hated that damn game. I always got voted off early.
I love that game. That shit was fucking hella fun. I think I would take the computer, bro. Just because in my mind, I think like that bacterial infection, if it were in space and shit, you catch some shit, ain't nothing we seen like on Earth or anything like that. So ain't no telling what's about to happen.
I mean, unless you're in one of those Xenon Girl of the 21st Century space stations where it's basically a whole functioning city in the sky.
Yeah.
You're doomed, right? It, you know, you sneeze, it's like, oh shit, here we go. Like here, the common cold is gonna take us all out because we ain't got one drop of Benadryl in this bitch.
But I can just imagine Buddy just cough up blood, like, hey bro, what's your deal?
Yeah. I would like to try to, you know, outsmart the AI though.
Yeah, it'd be tough though, just because they have control of everything, so they could just lock you in a room and just let you starve.
All I gotta do is unplug it.
Okay.
Yep. There's gotta be a switch somewhere they use it. Nope, bloop. Turn it off.
You gotta get to the mainframe.
Hey Google, shut down.
No. I always think of it as the iRobot movie at the end where they're trying to shut it all down, and it won't let them.
That big ass energy neutron core thing that they gotta get to.
No. That's what I imagine. That's like it's controlling the ship, so it ain't gonna let you get there easy. So
The whole premise of the movie is to make it difficult, when in reality, there's a kill switch somewhere. You know, the people that invent these things, there's an off button that you just got to, nope, that's enough of that.
I get that, but that the system's not going to let you get there easily, and that's what I'm saying about the ship. They're just going to lock you in a room and not let you go anywhere.
I'm sneaky.
Eyes everywhere, bro.
I'm from Scooby-Doo.
He is pretty sneaky.
I'm very, very sneaky. Mr. Deeds.
But I take my chances with the computer regardless, because I ain't catching no alien infection or
AIDS.
Well,
not AIDS, not AIDS.
There's a what is it? What are those things called? Trigger warnings or clickbait warnings?
Yeah.
Hey man, I know where James is going with that.
What's going there?
Speaking of Black people.
What?
Okay, because Greg said James.
Oh.
Ice Spice is thick again. I don't know if y'all seen them.
I saw that, bro. I was so excited. I said, hey, the world is healing, bro.
I was so excited.
She said, I don't know if it's a lyric or she just said it. She's back on her oats. I eat oats every day. I don't look like that. So I'm
ready to look like that. Just trying for the best, bro. Why are you trying to look like that?
Look like TT, double cheeked up. So hey, shout out to her. You know, she's thick again. She's back to, you know, what I'm, hold on. Let me be careful what I say here. Early in her career, she was known for, you know, something.
Throwing ass. Just say it.
And now it seems that she's returned. She's gone back to her roots, if you will.
Back to her roots? Is
Listen, I don't know. But there's a question in all of this. Number one, I'm glad Greg's excited to see Ice Spice is thick again. Two C's. But who's another celebrity that needs to get back to what made him, you know, relevant or popular or hot? You know, Ice Spice, her ass is back, right? Does anybody come to mind? Like, for me, I always say The Weeknd needs to start doing cocaine.
He needs to be back to drugs.
Yeah. He needs to be a degenerate. Because that's whenever I fell in love with his music.
I was trying to explain this to side tangent real quick. I was trying to explain this to Jessica a few weeks ago. Because she's like, a lot of his songs just sound sad. I said, you think these sound sad? You need to go back to like his mixtapes and stuff. When he was in the shit, like cocained out, just in these hotels and shit. That's depression. Like, that man was in the depths. But I agree with you on that.
That was real music.
Yeah. Doja Cat, before she got all just out of her mind.
That's Greg's girl. To Ruth.
Yeah, I love Doja Cat as well. I don't know what her deal is, though. I think she just wants to be a rapper.
No, you know, Greg Caesar on the TV said, I could change her. I could fix her.
I can fix her.
I don't think I could fix her, bro.
Nah.
She needs to get back to that that first album she dropped, where she had all those bangers and was just, you know, making music and doing fine. And then she started, you know, being in these chat rooms and stuff and started acting weird.
She needed. How do you know? What chat rooms are y'all in?
I wasn't in no chat rooms. That's all of the so I don't even try it.
I think you were in the chat rooms, bro.
I was not in no chat rooms.
Burner accounts. His name was, this is not James.
On the same, in the same vein as The Weeknd, there's a country artist, Tyler Childers.
Oh, yeah.
He got sober and started making, like, gospel music, which, I mean... I'm not really cool with.
Wait, hold on. Are you not cool with the sobriety or the gospel music?
The gospel music. I mean, I don't know. I mean, can he make some bangers sober? Maybe I'm against the sobriety too. I don't know.
Just walking in Alcoholics but Anonymous.
The fact of the matter is, The Weeknd still plays the stuff that he wrote whenever he was on that shit. Mm-hmm. Versus this guy won't play any of the music that he wrote when he was an addict.
No shit.
At his shows, yeah.
Really?
And that's all his bangers, bro. Like, all his bangers.
That's fake as fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
Imagine you build a fan base over all these years and they love your songs. Then you go to a show and it's like, you know what? No, we're not going to do that today. Mm-hmm. We're just going to be covered by the blood. Boo!
Yeah.
Get drunk.
Not covered by the blood.
I throw that man a Miller Lite.
Not playing none of my old shit. It's all new shit. Be happy with it.
Nope.
I walk the fuck out.
I stage a walkout. Man. Hey, y'all, for number one, you're not going to see me in no Tyler Childers show. If I'm at a Tyler Childers show, something's gone wrong.
Something ain't right.
Just call me Clayton Bigsby at that point.
I'm being held hostage or something terribly happened to
me. I'm blinking at you real crazy. I am not okay.
Since we're on in a minute ago, Chance the Rapper before he got married. I mean, they're divorced.
Wow.
Hey, whoa. I'm just saying, because y'all know that album. That album, After Coloring Book, was not it.
I said the same thing in Nish. Oh, wait. I'm not going to say nothing about her reaction. But I said the same thing.
Hey, I remember. I vividly remember Greg saying something about it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I need to find that tweet. But he was vocal about Chance's marriage and what it did to his music.
Greg was on to something because that album was ass.
Something definitely changed. Something definitely changed.
How you go from ass rap? What was the one after that? Was ass rap and then Coloring Book?
Acid rap, yeah, and then you got Coloring Book, yeah.
Like, I don't know how you go those two, and then I don't even know what that album was called.
I mean, I already saw the decline in Coloring Book, bro.
Did you?
Kind of, yeah, bro. He had that song with the. Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. That was a banger on Coloring Book. I think he had a
no problem
maybe on that. Yeah, he had maybe one or two or three good songs on Coloring Book. But Acid Rap, we listened to that shit front to back in college.
Let me pull up Coloring Book real quick and see what it was all on there, because I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, but who else needs to get back to their roots?
ASAP Rocky fell off nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm go back to the streets. Nah.
I'm just gonna say Adele, but I'm not gonna say what she needs to go back to. Now she's got bangers. I ain't say she's fell off. I just prefer her earlier albums compared to her latest one.
Mm.
But yeah, respect, bruv.
In it. So with the Coloring Book, you didn't like all we got had Kanye and Chicago what?
Chicago kid?
Nah, it just says Chicago something. Chicago child?
Are you
I know BJ the Chicago kid, but that's not it. Summer Friends, Jeremiah and Francis and somebody. Blessings, Same Drugs, Mixtape, Angels, Juke Jam.
Same Drugs. I like Same Drugs. Juke Jam was all right.
All Night. I didn't really feel it All Night.
That's the one that went like that.
Yeah. How Great, Smoke Break featuring Future.
And this album has some bangers, bro. Greg, you look real crazy.
Nah, dude, I stand by it.
Finishing Line and Drown with T-Pain and Kirk Franklin, and Blessings with Ty Dolla $ign and Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, like I said, two or three good songs on that album.
I don't know. This album has some bangers, bro. I don't know if I agree with you on that.
He's going to go down with the ship, man. He's like a captain on the Titanic.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And The Big Day, bro, I can't even give you a song. That.
I remember the one about the shower.
Bro.
Isn't there one about him carrying in grocery bags?
Probably. Whole shit was about being a husband.
That does sound familiar, though.
Well, let's not husband bash. All right, fuckers. I did not decline after becoming a husband. I got better.
Did say you were talking about Jess the Rapper. We got a 5-year plan on here.
5-year plan is crazy.
I swear that's the name of a song.
That's that shit that you get asked.
Featuring Randy Newman. Is it Randy Newman, the fucking Toy Story guy?
Is it? I think so.
The You Got a Friend.
Yeah, see, bro, like, what the fuck is that?
What the fuck is happening on this album?
Yeah, that's
I don't want to discuss. So I'm not gonna give that one.
Hey, firing from the hip here, listener question, Greg. When's the last time you said the N-word?
Yo.
What N-word?
it's just a question, man.
Can the listener specify, please?
I just wrote down the question, man. I don't have any more detail.
No, I don't have an answer.
Shoot from the hip. Quick fire. You like it?
Crazy question.
No, dude. No.
When's the last time you said the N-word?
Me?
Yeah.
When's the last time I talked to my cousin? It's the only time it comes out of me.
That's fair.
Probably about a month ago or something.
Lance will do that to you.
If anybody gets under my skin, is that dude pissing me off.
Good times.
Love Lance.
Wandered the streets of San Antonio drunk as hell. Threw up on Greg.
You threw up on me.
That's what I said.
You threw up on me.
You said Lance threw up on me.
No. I threw up on you because of Lance.
You threw up on me because of your boy that we ran into.
No, but we were only getting drunk because Lance was out there.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know what that shot was, but goddamn.
It was not good. It came right back up.
Yeah, that shit did not slap, but I just saw that shit.
My boy
tastes like rubbing alcohol, bro.
My boy Chewy said, "Here, take this." I said, "Okay."
Just a mistake.
Yeah, big mistake.
That shit was dish water. That's what it was. Like,
give me a dish water.
They pour the bar mat, just all the residual shit that gets in. Hell yeah.
Man, I'm sick, dude.
Just call that surprise.
Hell nah, bro. But what about you? That's
Oh, man. You know, I haven't said it in a while, you know, when talking to somebody. You know, my thing was whenever I was watching sporting events, you know, I was like, yeah. I just start going in on people. But that would have been back prior to COVID. Cause it was whenever I was living at Nasty 90, but I'd be slipping up sometimes whenever I'm singing rap songs.
Yeah, I mean that I'll do that too if I'm singing stuff and like in the car and everything. But I don't really like that count it unless like I said, if I'm talking to Lance or something and he brings it out of me, that's when I'm like, all right.
You know that scene
from White Chicks? Shit back in.
That scene from White Chicks where they're singing that 50 Cent song.
Yeah. Be the realest hitter. 57 B.I.G. in my hitter.
Yeah, I'd be going crazy.
Yeah, if it's like singing and stuff, I'm just like, all right, whatever. It's just me in the car. But
podcasting 101, Greg just took a giant hit of his inhaler.
Man, I'm dying over here, guys. I can't.
It's content.
I know y'all probably saw it, but Southwest is now charging for bags.
Yeah. Fuck. Looks like I'm with Amtrak.
That's pretty shitty, dude. I specifically fly Southwest on like longer trips just because I have the luxury of the free bags, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like thing over 3 days, if I'm gonna be gone, I'll try to book Southwest. But now I don't really have a reason, you know what I'm saying?
Nope. Nisha shared something on Twitter and it was she said, going back to Netflix raising their prices, is corporations have realized that we'll just sit back and take these price hikes and we won't say anything about it or do anything about it because, you know, we've proven time and time again that we'll just bend the knee, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I hate to agree with it, but it's, I mean, it's right. I don't know how many times I get an email about my Hulu going up, and I just shrug and say, oh, well.
Yeah. You know,
my Wi-Fi is the same way. I think I might draw the line with air travel. I don't fly a lot, but Southwest was my go-to because of that. And if you're going to take that from me, you keep your Biscoff cookies. I'll take my business. I'll take my business elsewhere.
I saw somebody say that they had like certain amount of miles on there. So I'm going to use up these miles. And then after that, done with these Southwest and add to them. I said, damn, what the fuck happened? Because at the time, I didn't know what was going on. Mm. I said, Southwest, like, rob somebody or something? And I saw, I was like, oh, basically did rob somebody.
Yeah. They said it was like 50 some years that they've been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how do you just go from cold turkey? You don't get charged for bags at all. And then all of a sudden, nah, we going to run them coins, my boy.
That's crazy. The switch up is insane.
I never got to travel with my golf clubs. And I think that's what I'm most pissed about, because you can check your golf clubs.
Yeah.
I never got to do that and take advantage of it. And I never will now.
Selfish corporations.
Me and my daughter going to have to share a suitcase because my wife did not pack light.
Yeah. That's super sad.
We have to start protesting like the French. You know what I'm saying?
I would throw poop at somebody.
I guarantee if this shit happened in France, well, it would have never happened in France because somebody's porch would have been on fire right now. It wasn't gonna be mine.
How would a French protester sound at the protest, Greg?
Hey yo,
I don't do a good French impression.
But you like Victor Wembanyama?
Okay.
Ain't he French?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure he's French.
Sorry, I had a
Pepe Le Pew.
Had an itch in my throat.
He's Pierre. What's his name? Pierre Escargot.
Yeah, okay. That's a Keenan from all that.
Speaking of freshmen, today marks the 5-year anniversary of Rudy Gobert shutting down the NBA.
When he touched all those microphones.
Yeah, he's positive for COVID. Just thought I'd bring that up.
That high. I slapped the shit out of him. I know I would.
Yeah,
his face. That's great.
I watched a TikTok. It's another topic that I can bring this week. I got three of them this week. I'm fucking
on it. Bro.
I am a fucking podcaster, bro. anyway, I saw a TikTok. Actually, I read a story. No. How did this come about?
Oh, shit.
I'd be watching those silly Facebook videos, you know what I'm saying? And YouTube reels, shorts, shit. And it was a animated dramatization of something that happened. Anyway, it was a car accident, and the girl gets ejected into the electrical wires above her and lives.
Oh, shit.
Yes, bro. It's a real thing. So I dug deeper into the story, and I found an article. And the article linked to her TikTok, and it's fucking real, dude. And like, it's crazy. I mean, I'll tell you what happened, but it's crazy because she's real open about it on her TikTok. And in one of her TikToks, she's like, "Yeah, this is me, blah blah." And like, it shows somebody fucking took a picture while she's hanging up there, bro. Like, she shows a picture of her hanging up there on the fucking power line.
God.
Anyway, so she said she was emotional. She was with two of her friends. Two of her friends also were ejected, but they didn't have any kind of injuries like her. They came out with all their body parts. Spoiler alert. anyway, so she gets ejected first, obviously through the front, gets shot up while they were rolling. And I don't understand how fucking bad the accident was, but she landed on the electrical wire with her foot folded over it, so like her foot was looking back at her face because her fucking fibula was just completely shattered, and her arm was ripped almost completely off. So obviously, you know, she's bleeding a lot. But once she hit the power line, the electrical circuit electrocuted her so bad that it like
cauterized it.
Yeah, it burnt the veins and all the cuts and shit. So that stopped her from bleeding out, and then her leg hanging there obviously stopped her from falling to her death. So it took an hour for them to finally get out there and get her down. And I mean, she ended up losing her leg, obviously. But they were able to put her arm back on. And now she's talking about it on TikTok.
What just the fuck, bro?
Fucking insane, dude.
Can I tell you where my mind went first?
Yes.
You know in movies, like, hey, my name's Doug. And you're probably wondering how I got here.
Yes, bro. That's exactly what it was like. When I saw her TikTok, she looked like a fucking Converse on a power line. I was like, what the fuck?
That's what I thought. I said, hey, man, I'm just hanging out. But that's wild, bro.
That's insane.
Electrical lines are, I don't know, 20 feet up, if not higher. And the fact that her leg was bent back like a paperclip and her arm was nearly ripped off, that's insane.
That shit launched her, dude. Ah, dang, that's crazy. I couldn't imagine that.
Her TikTok is @_kickitkenny_9. If y'all want to go check it out. I was fucking interested as soon as I saw the fake little cartoon on Facebook talking about it. And I was like, I gotta see what
they talk about.
There are some rabbit holes you just have to go down.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it to, you know, when it said that this person lived, I wasn't expecting it to be recent enough to where the girl's still young, but it happened within like the last 2 years.
That's Sheesh. Wild, man.
That's, man, I just imagine this car just sending her just flying and the power line just catching her. That's crazy. Fuck.
Oof. Yeah, I wish I could have seen it. I mean, that sounds awful, but I mean,
yeah.
Just
I don't know how the fuck she landed the way she did. Like, it's insane to me, dude.
I want to see.
Yeah, just thinking about it, I'm just like, I don't know how that even just happens like that. That's crazy.
Long story short, though, I would have ate it. I would have kept my leg.
Oh, here we go.
You know, Greg tells a lot of truths on this podcast. Greg also lies on this podcast. That is one of his lies. He would not have eaten that.
I never lie.
It wouldn't have been deflected. You would have been hurt.
Greg would have thrown to the moon, man.
Then I would have pushed the moon, dude, and it flowed back down.
All right.
Here we go.
Song of the week.
Song of the week. Do y'all have y'all's? All right, I can go first. I know, James, you were struggling.
You go ahead.
I got Fields by Jivion.
Oh, okay.
I've been listening to Latch, Disclosure, and Sam Smith all week.
Oh,
fucking perfect song, bro. Banger.
Should go crazy too.
I've been listening to live. They were good.
I didn't listen to this for a while for some reason, and I don't even like really that much of the Jay-Z part. I just like really Frank Ocean's, but Oceans by Jay-Z and Frank Ocean. Mm-hmm. I just like
is that his 444.
No, it's Magna Carta.
Okay.
Isn't that song about slavery?
Basically, yeah.
That's what I thought.
I just like Frank Ocean's verses and stuff. Jay-Z, I can take it or leave it, but I got to take it, I guess. But anyway,
yeah. If you listen to the song, James, you do. Staying on this is my last topic that I have. Staying on music, what song are they playing at your funeral? Have we talked about this before?
I don't think so. I think I had it written down, but I kind of forgot about it.
Do you have one that comes to mind?
Do I want to be happy? Not off the top of my head. Give me one sec.
I think it depends.
Specifically, in Welcome to the Jungle, I just want them to play that. Just over and over on the loop.
Just that part?
Yeah. Or Barracuda.
Ooh, Barracuda.
Basically all of the Guitar Hero soundtrack.
Just run the whole soundtrack. Yeah.
Just play Guitar Hero at my funeral, guys, on expert.
Oh, man. Let me think.
Yeah, like I said, I think it depends. Because like if I want y'all to play...
Well...
Fiction. Fiction by Avenged Sevenfold. I want that one to be at my funeral.
Fiction?
Yeah. But if I died of like natural causes or something, maybe Cosmic by Avenged Sevenfold. You know, there's a lot of good options.
If I got hit by a bus, Avenged Sevenfold.
Play it. Damn. That's a good question. You know what? I'll play Decode by Paramore. It could be any occasion.
Isn't that song from Twilight?
Yeah,
yes,
that's not going crazy.
Why?
That shit going crazy, bro.
I'm not gonna let you ruin that song.
You ruin?
Yes,
I was listening to Paramore the other night. We were listening to that in the bath. I was bathing my daughter, and we had to listen to Paramore. I had to teach her about Hayley Williams.
There you go.
That name will be respected in this house.
Real quick, run back. Well, how would I ruin it?
I'm not gonna forever associate such a fire ass song with your funeral, James.
Damn. That is pretty selfish.
Damn.
I would play the Deftones at my funeral.
Oh, my God.
I want Greg, every time he goes into the strip club and hears that song, to think, damn, G's really gone.
Man, you're going to fuck up the strip club for
now
me.
Watch this drive.
Now watch this drive.
Classic.
Hell no, that everywhere.
And I hate it.
Bro, I'll be saying that just randomly, just some shit inconvenient happens. Now wash this dry.
That's how I'm gonna get out of. That's how I'm gonna end my classes now. All right, see you next time. Now wash this dry. And just walk out.
Man,
that's a good question, man.
Staying on. Oh wait, never mind. That's not a song. I'm tripping. But what was your favorite superhero when you were younger? And then who is your favorite superhero now?
Oh, I got the. I got both answers already.
Oh, go ahead then.
When I was younger, my favorite was the Flash, because he was fast as fuck, boy. Goddamn,
he was.
And,
surprised you say Reverse favorite, Flash.
My favorite is Thanos. He's a good superhero.
It's not a superhero.
He's the best superhero.
Why?
Unfortunate demise, because he's purple,
just like Barney. Y'all remember? Hold on, y'all remember the original Barney? That motherfucker was terrifying.
The original suit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit ugly, bro.
We have to post it. We're going to clip this, and we're going to put some pictures up of the original Barney. If not, have any of the, put it on the story just to scare some people.
Did y'all have any of the Barney VHSs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did y'all have the one where he went camping?
Yes.
No, I didn't have that.
I used to be scared of that fucking bear, dude. The one that would wake up and come out in his pajamas. Do you remember that shit?
Yes. Why were you afraid of him?
Terrified me, bro. I don't know, dude. I was young. I was a little child.
Were you afraid of the bear in the big blue house?
Nah, he was cool.
Yeah, he was. You know he smoked. You know bear in the big blue house, goddamn.
Yeah, that boy was high all the time. When he's going to bed, he's singing to the moon and shit. Who's singing to the moon?
Hold on. We got away from this. Superheroes. Can I say the Power Rangers as a kid? Do they count? Yeah. Power Rangers, heavy, bro. And now I know everybody's gonna think I'm gonna say Black Panther for obvious reasons. Okay, maybe not obvious reasons. My favorite superhero now, Kang the Conqueror.
He's also dope. Purple. He's not purple. That's just his costume.
Greg got it. Some of the listeners probably got it too, but. No, on a serious note, man, I like Ant-Man.
Ant-Man?
Yeah, I like Ant-Man. I like how he's portrayed in the movies. I'm not speaking in terms of comically accurate. I like
I was just saying in general.
I like Paul Rudd, Ant-Man.
Oh, got you. Makes sense.
What about you?
Got you. When I was younger, probably Batman. I was big on Batman. Now, I don't know why, but I've been heavily just moving towards Moon Knight just because he's fucking chaotic. That man beats up Dracula because Dracula owes him money all the time.
Yeah.
And he would call him up or whatever. It's like, hey, you got my money? And just go whoop his ass. And he has like three different personalities, so you don't know what you're getting. And I don't know if y'all saw that thing I posted on my story the other day, but he's talking to that girl or whatever, and he's like, I have a hobby. She's like, hating the feds ain't a hobby. And he's like, shit, the dude's just funny. He's just fucking funny for no reason.
I want to switch my answer. Punisher.
Yeah.
The newest edition of the Punisher, to be specific.
Yeah. Man, just going around whooping everybody's ass.
Is that what's his name?
I don't know his name.
John Bernthal, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy that's always screaming.
Yeah.
Every role.
Punisher.
He's a good actor. You know, he was the accountant's brother, Ben Affleck.
Oh, in the movie The Accountant?
Yeah. That's like the whole accountant.
I was like, what accountant, Greg?
I was like, what are you talking about?
Please provide some more context.
Yeah. But I have a few more things if y'all want to hear them. So Chuck E. Cheese is rebranding, if y'all didn't know. Now.
I haven't already.
Not know. What do you mean? Like they're going to get rid of the mouse?
Rat? No more animatronic band. They're taking out all them fucking animatronics and everything's going digital. So if you want to interact with the characters and stuff, it's going to be like, you know, on a touchscreen or whatever. But I guess just because the CEO said because they're fucking scary, basically. The mouse is ugly.
They are.
But they're doing that, going away with that and just really rebooting everything just so they can bring in the new age of kids and stuff and stay in business because they almost went bankrupt a while back. But the dude that's CEO now somehow saved them from going under and he bought them back during COVID. So I don't know how the hell he pulled this off. But he bought it there, and now he's just rebranding everything, taking away the animatronics and stuff. But what do you think now, at like any type of restaurant or establishment, what do you think needs a rebrand that comes to your
Arby's?
Head? Arby's.
The malted meats ain't cutting it for you anymore?
No.
Needs a rebrand. I feel like a lot of these restaurants got a facelift, but it wasn't necessary. Like McDonald's getting rid of their play area. Taco Bell moving away from those nostalgic ass colors. Wendy's getting rid of the yellow cups. But who's in need of a rebrand? Man, that's a good Dairy Queen probably, but there's been a lot of Dairy Queens closing.
Yeah.
At least up here in the Clan Handle, there's been a ton of Dairy Queens closing down. But I feel like they're just stuck. They got them hard ass red boots, ice cream cones that are mid.
Yeah.
But damn it, I do love a Belt Buster.
Yeah, they're chicken tenders too.
Burgers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Steak fingers go crazy there. Yeah. But I just think like their shit is bland. They went from a red sign that said Dairy Queens to just DQ.
That's true. So
they could do better.
Maybe we need to like just kind of go back to some stuff, like instead of rebranding it, like go back to like the retro type of vibes and stuff. Maybe that should be the question. Because
mm-hmm. I wish we still had. Y'all remember that restaurant Grandy's?
Grandy's. No?
Everybody, yeah, they used to serve like chicken and stuff.
No, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
I wish whatever rebrand was necessary to bring that back to my town would happen.
It's just a chicken spot.
Yeah, I mean, it had like, I don't know, man. I mean, I just remember chicken, but I know they're popular in Oklahoma, and I think they have other items, but I just remember them for their chicken and their cream gravy.
Stripes needs to go back to Town and Country with them with that grill.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with that. Real quick on the chicken tenders, Greg sent a message yesterday because we brought this up a few weeks ago on the pod about chicken tenders and stuff, and he was talking shit about these chickeny tenders, but he had a change of heart. He saw the light.
were you saying he's dying? What's happening here?
What
light did he see? Greg, what light did you see?
He saw the chickeny lights of they have badass tenders.
They're nice. They're good. They're better than I remembered.
Sounds just upset to be admitted.
Just upset that he has to agree with me. But
foiled.
Hey. I am. I hate this.
It happens, bro. Shit happens.
Man was screaming in the drive-through line. I can't believe he was right.
I was trying.
Damn, this is good.
Why he's eating it? God damn it, he was right. I hate him.
That's how I feel whenever I'm eating a wedge salad. I'm like, fucking Greg.
Wedge salads go fucking hard though.
I never had one.
I only ordered it because of Greg.
You know what? You know what I'm gonna say. We need a rebrand for Long John Silver's. Let's get this rolling. Get the ball rolling.
I would agree. Maybe drop the nautical theme. Oh wait, they sell fish. They can't, huh?
The whole thing is just fish.
I fucking hate you.
Yeah, I don't know. Dropped the nautical theme.
Hater, bro. I don't know. Whatever we got to do to make them popular again, let's get that ball rolling.
Easy with the making them popular again. You're going to have the red.
All right, yeah. Let me retract my statement. Let's just... Nah, either way I said it's not going to sound great. Let me just keep that to myself.
I mean, I used to fuck with Long John's. I'm not going to sit here and act like I never ate it. But I used to get their chicken patties. I don't even know what the hell they're called. I think they call them chicken planks. I don't like calling them planks.
Chicken planks?
Yeah, like if you order it, it's not chicken tenders.
What are they called?
They got chicken.
I think they're chicken planks. It's with the nautical theme, like walk the plank. It's a chicken plank.
Huh. I'm about to look that up. But one more thing, we can get up out of here. A Pennsylvania man goes through security at the New Jersey airport and was found with a live turtle concealed in his pants.
A live turtle.
It was detected while he was going through the scanner and stuff. Alarms went off. They took his turtle and he missed his flight. So my question is, what would you try to sneak onto an airline that would be something in this type of situation?
Something stupid like a turtle?
So, yeah, something just, airplane. Something dumb.
I'm glad the turtle survived. Let me say that.
But yeah, me too. Shout out that turtle. They should. I don't know. I mean, they probably for the best. They took it away from that guy.
Yeah, yeah. They got to free that guy.
I'm gonna take a whole pizza, like just a pizza box.
Where are you gonna put that?
In my pants, like Buddy did.
Okay, so we gotta snuggle. We gotta smuggle it in our pants.
Yeah, smuggle in your pants.
An eggplant, because they wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
What do you need an eggplant for?
what is that video? That, sir, what's that? That's my penis.
Man, aren't you the guy that made Magnum condoms? I'm like, yeah, that's him. Right, yeah, that's him.
Say, yeah, that's me.
That's why I got this gold chain on. No, I would try to, you know, around Christmas time, they make those candy canes with a fuck ton of candy in them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they also make it for Fireball.
Oh, yeah.
I would try to sneak one of those, but the Fireball version. I ain't finna pay for no alcohol on the flight.
I feel that.
I'd probably try to sneak in two betta fish in a little bag from Walmart.
They would kill each other.
Yeah, well, whichever one survived the flight is the one I kept.
Damn. Hey, that's cold. That's hard, bro. That's hard as shit.
I know.
Man's got a death match going on in his pants.
Hey, yo.
Hey, that's cold, man. Dude, that don't get more gangster than that.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
Anyway.
All right. So with that, that's putting a bow on 58. A lot of peaks and valleys in this episode. We were all over the place. I'm gonna blame Greg's delirium, but still, always a good time. Continue to show love to the Instagram page. That's bruiseandbanter_pod. We're growing, right? We're putting out some good stuff out there. Go check us out. Go check out the clips. Download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Like, follow, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. I don't ever plug anything but the podcast page, but I'm going to plug my wife's business page, Maeve and Marigold. Y'all go check her out. She does floral arrangements, bouquets for any type of occasion. She does baby showers. She'll do quinces, centerpieces, all of that. Yeah, so go check it out on Instagram at Maeve and Marigolds. On to y'all.
Yeah, so Anime Corner Pod, I reviewed the Lord of the Rings anime movie. See what I thought about it. Did I hate it? Did I like it? Was it just mid? Who knows? But check that out. All I got.
Yeah, I don't really got nothing going on. I don't got six podcasts like James.
All right.
We got Lewis scheduled to come back sometime soon. We talk about him a lot. He's gonna be back on as a guest. Got my friend Karis. She is she's part of the younger generation. I think that'd be interesting. Hopefully she comes on pretty soon. We're trying to, you know, bring on different kind of people, interesting people, different perspectives, such and such. So we'll see how that all works out.
Yeah, y'all don't be shy. Reach out, or I'm just gonna start tagging people and be like, "Hey, you coming on? Be ready. we need guests on the show." But before we get up out of here, this episode was sponsored by our good friend Dallas at the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, please dial Dallas 877-5 Dallas. And with that, we'll see y'all next time.